$113.7 million, up at 1.2% than expectations and roughly 4.4% higher than year over year, with corporate income taxes up near 22% higher from last year at $44.7 million. Finally, they say that combined retail sales tax came in at $315.3 million, up 4.1% than expectations and up almost 40% compared to July of 2022. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
He has received the scholarship by the name of Landon Trout, who was awarded the title of the Daryl Rosenau Memorial Scholarship recipient. According to the National Sorghum Foundation, the scholarship totals $4,500 in helping support the students' educational pursuits in the upcoming academic year. KSNC News reports that according to Trout, he is a junior at Kansas State University majoring in agronomy and is a native of western Kansas, where he grew up working on the family farm and plans to pursue a Ph.D. and work in research to help farmers in the future. In a statement from Jeff Dahlberg, the National Sorghum Foundation chairman, he said, quote, the National Sorghum Foundation's mission is to foster the growth and leadership potential of passionate university students pursuing agricultural studies, which a particular focus on sorghum. In line with this purpose, we take great pride in granting scholarships to these three exceptionally deserving students and eagerly anticipate the remarkable achievements that they will make in their respective fields of study.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The community of Kearney, Nebraska has announced more than $85 million being allotted to building a new rural medical school to help grow the healthcare workforce in rural communities across the state. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the center will be partnering with the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where they say it's going to hopefully streamline the process to get more students and more quickly into the field of clinical training across the state with the ongoing nurses shortage that we are seeing in Nebraska and around the nation. According to the university, they say the 100,000-square-foot complex will allow the expansion of science-focused programs and be able to launch new programs, including the physicians and pharmacists working together, and say it will give students opportunity at UNMC to gain real-life experience. During the latest legislative session in the state, the Nebraska legislature had committed money for the operational funds to help support faculty and staff, with the university committing to raise $35 million in private funding for the construction of the building.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The 988 Lifetime has been operational for a year in Kansas. It offers 24/7 access to trained crisis counselors who can help people experiencing mental health-related distress. These could include thoughts of suicide, mental health or substance use crisis, or any other kind of emotional distress. Individuals can call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org, or if they're worried about a loved one who may need crisis support. River Valley Extension District Office recently commented on our public affairs interview on the mental health and physical health effects.
You know, mental health problems that go unaddressed can cause physical symptoms, headache, muscle aches, not being able to sleep or not getting quality sleep, being very short-tempered, very irritable, not being able to relax, very difficult to make decisions, or brain fog. Those are all physical manifestations of mental health problems that are going unaddressed.
Again, anyone may reach out. The 988 Lifeline is available by texting 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
The Lifeline is not just for people who are experiencing the crises themselves or are mental health related distress themselves. This Lifeline can be used by loved ones, friends, family members, coworkers, anyone who is worried about someone. But I think what people need to understand is that oftentimes these crises are short-lived. So just because someone might need help right now does not necessarily mean there's going to be a problem forever, or that they will need, you know, talk therapy, for example, forever. But it's important that these issues do get addressed so they don't get worse.
K-State Research and Extension is presenting a series of farm and ranch transition conferences, preparing farmers and ranchers to plan for the transition to the next generation. Four locations in Kansas will be offered. You can register for the location of your choice by August 16th. The locations are in Clyde, Delphus, Beloit, and Phillipsburg. The Clyde meeting Tuesday, August 22nd, in Delphus Wednesday, August 23rd, in Beloit Thursday, August 24th, and in Phillipsburg Friday, August 25th. Additional details and registration information through your local office of K-State Research and Extension. Registration fee is $15 or $45 for a family of four. Additional information is also available online through K-State Research and Extension. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, fish with mac and cheese, green beans, and pears. Tuesday, lasagna, garlic bread salad, peaches, and cake.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. A slight chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. There will be another chance for some scattered showers on Tuesday. Otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers continue early on Wednesday. Then some sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. Showers continue early Wednesday night. Then clearing up with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms possible early on Friday, then some sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and upper 90s. Clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Sunny on Saturday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
for the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Like new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville is a 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 Toyota RAV4 and a 2017 Jeep Renegade in on trade, plus a couple of pickups. They're priced under $15,000. Check out these fine quality cars and trucks today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Messi won't stop scoring. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports.
Messi up over and in! Sensational!
The call on Apple TV, Lionel Messi evening the score at 4, his second of the game for Inter Miami as he continues his hot start in the U.S. Inter Miami rallying from a 2-goal deficit to FC Dallas in League's Cup play and advanced on penalty kicks. Sunday night baseball, Dodgers, Padres, and San Diego, top one, L.A. drawing first blood.
Swinging a fly ball to right, headed toward the corner, back and gone, a home run. Ahmed Rosario goes the other way.
The call on KLAC, Ahmed Rosario's blast was the first of three in the game for the Dodgers. They win easily 8-2 over the Pods. The Red Hot Cubs hosting the Braves, bottom five, tied.
The pitch, line drive, base hit, down the right field line. On his way to third base is Happ. He's turning the corner and coming home. The throw cut off. Cubs take the lead.
The call on WSCR, Cody Bellinger put the Cubs up, and they never looked back, defeating Atlanta 6-4. The Orioles shut out the free-falling Mets 2-0 to sweep that series. In another shutout, the Rangers blanked the Marlins 6-0. The Twins entered the bottom of the ninth, down 1 to the D-backs. Max Kepler led off the frame with a game-tying home run. Two batters later.
And the 0-1 to Walner, swinging a fly ball, right center field, deep. Back it goes, at the track, at the wall. That ball is gone home!
The call on TIBN, Twins win 5-3 to sweep the D-backs out of town. Berg drops Milwaukee 4-1. Astros outscored the Yankees 9-7. Rays beat the Tigers 10-6. Blue Jays rout the Red Sox 13-1. A's beat the Giants 8-6. And it was the Phillies 8, the Royals 4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Wildcat fans, stripe out the bill and see K-State football in the home opener Saturday, September 2nd. Prices for SEMO currently start at less than $30. But don't wait to order, as prices will change. Arrive early as we celebrate the 2022 Big 12 Championship. Reserve your seats today for the return of K-State football by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
A lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen to the soil. But this year, we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plants. The slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and then with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling. It's been a challenge, but a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet springs that negatively influence nitrogen availability.
Battles talks about the trials conducted by Golden Harvest.
With high excess moisture being a perennial problem in the Midwest in the springs, usually more of a problem more often than the drought stress early, we've really focused on trying to understand hybrids and how they respond to those saturated soil type of conditions during early growth and development to really create a screening or a specific trial that allowed us to look exactly at that and compare different hybrids to it. But one of the things we know that's really related to excess moisture or excessive moisture is it also impacts nitrogen availability, denitrification, leaching through the soil, all those kind of things that really compounds that low oxygen type of environment that the roots are trying to develop in and makes the yield impact even worse. We also did various nitrogen treatments after coming out of that excessive moisture period.
And this will get your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
KNDY.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The 2023 Wheat Variety Guide from K-State Research and Extension has been completed. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre reviews what resources are included in the guide and what it can provide wheat producers.
Lots of information about disease ratings for our most popular varieties here in Kansas. We also have agronomic ratings, and we have some information about insect reactions. You've probably seen this guide. It's been published for more than 30 years here in Kansas because this really does have a lot of additional commentary, you know, outside of those disease and insect ratings.
She explains how the K-State specialists gather information for the guide and why things change from previous years.
Yeah, so this is a kind of document that summarizes multiple years of data from this region. So we go out and we independently verify. And, you know, to put these ratings in this document, sometimes we are maybe a year behind or 2 years behind when a variety is actually released because we just need a couple of years to actually get that Kansas data into the document here and make sure we have a good amount of confidence behind those numbers, right? I will mention that sometimes they do change, right? So we do have shifts in our rust races, for example, right? Sometimes our races evolve. And so these ratings, they can change from year to year, and we do update it pretty frequently. So if you have a favorite variety, you've grown it for several years, you're comfortable with it, it's not a bad idea to go in and just double check what the current ratings are so you can kind of plan your management accordingly.
The guide is broken down into various sections, and Onofre discusses what is included and what people can find in each area.
We've got some information in the front, just generally about variety selection in our region. And then you'll come to these sections where we actually have variety profiles. This has a lot of the more general commentary and also those disease reactions on some of the top varieties in the state and some newer varieties. If you kind of scroll to the back of the document, and I think people use this table pretty frequently, you'll find the appendices, which have, you know, over 70 varieties kind of in a table form that give you all of the disease ratings for all the major diseases and also those insect reactions and some of those agronomic ratings. And that's much more comprehensive. I think we added 10 new varieties.
That was K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre discussing what is included in the Wheat Variety Guide for 2023. Find the guide by visiting www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From Beatra 77 Livestock, it is a Monday, and a great Monday, kind of cool. Got another shower yesterday, so hey, things look good. The grass is growing. The lawn looks terrible if you're trying to mow, and also might be a little difficult to put up hay, but hey, we'll take it and look for the better side. Well, it's a Monday at 10 o'clock start here today, and certainly got a nice group of cattle. We've got a lot of hay, folks, and certainly the cattle markets last week were a little sluggish, but we were able to keep that 188 to 191.50 in the cash, 295 to 298. So a sluggish but a steady week in the cattle markets. At 12 o'clock noon, we are going to get into a very large hay sale. If you're looking to stockpile, if you're still looking to feed cattle, guys, we've got 179 squares as of now. 309 big round bales. So here's the inventory of hay. In the small squares, alfalfa, really super good square baled alfalfa, wire tied, 25, 25, and 26. In the prairie, a group of 23 and 22. Timothy Orchard, a group of 26 and 32. In the straw, 25. In the oat hay, 25. It's got a 13% protein test. In the big round and square bales, 309 total. We are chucked full, so here's the inventory. Round alfalfa, excellent, same as 2 weeks ago. There's eight bales, third cut, 1,800 pounds. Round, correction, squares, the 3x3x8 alfalfa, there's 22 second cut. They weigh 800. In the squares, there is alfalfa grass mix. There is 60 total. There's five groups of 12. They weigh 833. Back into the round department. In the prairie, there's 10, weigh 1298. In the round brome, there's 34. There's groups of 11, 11, and 12. They weigh 1497. Roadside brome, round bales, 13. In the round mixed grass, there's two loads. There's 46 bales, and they're in groups of 887, 887. In the round rye, there is 44 bales. They're in groups of 11. In the round straw, there's two groups, 11 and 8. The CRP looks excellent this year. There's 33 bales in groups of 11 that weigh 1,445. A group of 14 that weigh 1,400. Another group of CRP at 1,600. In the round grass, there is 8. So all the hay starts at 12 o'clock noon, and we certainly have a lot of it. Now, in the markets for the future, we are closed August 14th. That's next Monday. We will be closed. Then we will be back Monday, August 21st, for our next cattle sale. In the cattle business on the inside, at about that 12:45, we certainly will get started up again with seven Hereford families, one first calf, 1 3-year-old, the balance running age. They've got Hereford Cross calves on them, 45 days old. We do have one red bred first calf heifer, bred red. She was pregnant on 8-1. She's 7-plus months. In the cattle business, Kemper out of Walton's got 8 black bull and heifers. They've got a wean. They weigh 350 to 450. Selecta Bears got 5 char black red steer and heifers. They are vaccinated in spring coming off the cow, 450 to 550. Bowden's out of Sterling got 16 black steer and heifers, a wean and a vac, 4 to 800. Darrell Sadoff out of Sterling, 23 black steer and heifer yearlings. They've got a vaccination. They've got 7, 2, 8, and a quarter. Kapke's got a nice small bunch of 10 black and char steer and heifers. They're weaned. They're back at 450 to 600. Sheely and Sons out of Hanover, 62 black heifers. Very good background yearlings, folks. They're going to weigh that 900. Kenny Thompson out of Beatrice, 32 black heifers, background yearlings. They're at 775. And Tyrone Churganaw out of February, 11 black steer and heifers. They are vaccinated and weaned back in January. They're going to be that 6 to 700. So a nice run of cattle here today, reminding you that we will be closed August 14th and back open August 21. Thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tanya Ricardini at 223-3571. And as you know, the way that we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
A thunderclap always follows a lightning flash, or does it? We will examine whether you can have one without the other on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 7th, the 219th day of the year. Actors Wayne Knight and David Duchovny were both born on this day. Summertime thunderstorms are fascinating to behold and recently prompted an intriguing question. Is it possible to have thunder without lightning or vice versa? The short answer is no. The flash and boom are created virtually at the same time as superheated air expands to create a sonic boom. That said, it's certainly possible to experience one without the other. The misnomer heat lightning is one example. Once thought to be caused by hot, muggy conditions, we now know it's simply lightning viewed from a great distance after the sound has dissipated. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures,
make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. We're just weeks away from the launch of college football season around the nation. And with the week's preparation, KU and Kansas State Wildcats have started off their college football camps in preparation for the season. As KSN News reports, they have been donning the pads over the last few weeks during the extreme heat, as many were seen running the drills and practicing situations. As Kansas State looks to start off the season, coming in with big expectations after winning the Big 12 championship over TCU. At the same time, it was a big season last year for the Kansas Jayhawks, advancing to their first bowl game that they've seen since 2009. According to many experts, they say the Jayhawks are coming in strong with the best quarterback and running back duo in the nation with Jalon Daniels and Devin Neal, with Neal rushing over 1,000 yards and scoring 9 touchdowns last season, and Daniels throwing for over 2,100 yards and 18 touchdowns. The Jayhawks are starting off their season on September 1st against Missouri State. Kansas State starts on September 2nd against Southern Missouri State. But American Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9.
Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Love
and win up to $3,000.
More entertainment,
more attractions,
and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Where the winners play,
Highway 77 in Newkirk.
The 89th Annual National Baseball Congress World Series is officially underway in the city of Wichita, being held at X Stadium this week, as the first games kicked off on Thursday, going through this entire next week, with the championship going into Saturday.